As we make preparations to hear these words of Scripture from John's 6th chapter, if you are able, I would invite you please to stand. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" And Jesus said to them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me. And I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our daily lives and living, we are grateful. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray that these words might take root in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. That you, O God, will give us a sense of peace and rest and comfort from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. This is really a, fascinating piece of Scripture to be read on this day. I really wish that it were time that we share together in communion. But it's just part of the lectionary that's today. And I've been reading a book as I sit down. Some of it I keep rereading just to grasp a little more of it each time that I read it. It's entitled Food and Faith: A Theology of Eating. I was having a conversation with a young lady last night that she and Andrew have been seeing a little bit of each other. Natalie just returned a few weeks ago from 6 or 7 weeks in Zimbabwe. She says, "You know, David, it's fascinating because we in the United States, we live to eat." She said, "In Zimbabwe, they eat to live." And as I've been reading this book, and it's been talking about our concept in the United States of food, food to us is associated with the money that's in our wallets. Now, I know I've been criticized before because I've mentioned the times when I grew up and I raised chickens and, well, we butchered them. Somebody stopped by when one of my high school friends was helping me that evening and said, "What are the boys doing?" And my mom said, "Oh, they're butchering chickens." And she says, "No, they come on styrofoam wrapped in cellophane." Well, they might when you get them, but that's not really the way they come. And one of the whole premises of this book, Food and Faith, A Theology of Eating, is that, my friends, every bite of food you consume is a sacrifice. Something has been sacrificed in order that you might live. I don't care if you're a vegetarian, that plant was alive. That animal was alive, and it's been sacrificed that we might have life. Now, you'll hear more about this book, especially the first Sunday in September, because if that doesn't preach for communion, I don't know what will. But in light of today's scripture and Jesus' words, how many times have we heard the statement, "You are what you eat"? Ugh. What do I eat? How do I eat? What is healthy? What's not healthy? Oh, we go to the grocery store now, and we, Leanna and I, have become label readers. How much cholesterol? How much fiber? How much sugar? How much salt, sodium? How much fat? How many calories per serving? What are the additives that have been added to it? You know, one of the greatest fears I have is with me keeping honeybees, corn. Seed corn is treated with a chemical called neonicotinoid. It's a little aqua color. I've seen it. To make a long story short, one kernel of seed corn will kill a colony of 60 to 80,000 honeybees. One kernel. The pollen that they collect from the corn is toxic to the bees as well. We then feed that corn to our cattle, to our chicken, to our pigs, and we consume it. There's an additive that I really don't want. Bayer Corporation says there's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. Europe has banned that chemical. Additives are concerns. What we eat can indeed affect our lives over the next 24 hours. I now look at the meal, and if I know I'm going to have something with cooked tomato, I try to take that little pill to keep the heartburn from hitting me. But the reality of it is that some of these foods that we eat not only affect us for 24 hours, but they may indeed affect us for 24 years. And just as our physical food is important to us on a daily basis, our spiritual food is important to us as well. What you and I consume spiritually shapes us as well. Jesus announces in this morning's scripture passage, "I am the bread of life. I am bread. I am life. I am light. I am truth. I am the good shepherd." We read that in other passages. John's gospel is known as the gospel filled with the I am sayings. You see, the I am sayings also, some of them are traced back to Moses, when he was up on the hill experiencing the burning bush, and he says, "Okay, if I'm going to go down to the people, I need to tell them what your name is. Who are you?" And God says, "I am who I am." And in some of these words and teachings in Jesus, he doesn't use the pronoun I am. He uses the first name, I am, of God. And Jesus declares in these words and these teachings that people's religious needs and human longings are met in him. Now, that's some good food to receive and to chew on. He's good spiritual food for each and every one of us. His words nourish us and strengthen us spiritually. But there are those who were questioning. Is this not Jesus that we know, the son of Joseph and Mary who've lived in our midst, and doubt enters into their lives. I mean, sometimes we have to admit we are confronted with a healthy table filled with healthy foods for us to eat, and the reality is that in that very moment we are craving hamburgers, a French fry, and a Coke. You see, Jesus comes proclaiming that he is God's word, holy word in the flesh, and that those who believe in him will receive eternal life. Amazing, isn't it? That with such healthy spiritual food before us, right in our midst, within our very grasp, we still desire a junky diet of laws, rituals, self-righteousness for our souls. Jesus is the real deal. Jesus is the one who's come into the world, lived in our very midst for 3 years or so, and has given his life for the life of the world. Oh, what a grace-filled act on his part. This is spiritual food that is prepared for each and every one of us, prepared with a love and a grace-filled sacrifice. And Jesus offers himself to each and every one of us, not only today, but every single day throughout our life journey. The words that are contained in the scriptures of Jesus Christ are to feed us on a daily basis. The gift of Jesus Christ comes to us in the bread and the fruit of the vine. And it brings his love and his life to us every time we sit down at that table, every time we remember as we sit at the table that we have that gift of life through the food that has been sacrificed for us. See, my friends, this food that comes to us through Jesus Christ is given to us so that you and I can live. Jesus says so that you might have life, that you might have abundant life, that we might thrive within God's kingdom as his children. And when we receive this holy presence, we then can go into the world living others or loving others, living as forgiven sinners, living, sharing this forgiveness that we've received and sharing how that then is offered to others through the power and the presence of Jesus Christ, to live confidently that when all is said and done, to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we believe to Almighty God and that we receive new life. Now, for our spiritual well-being, we all need a steady, lifelong diet of the grace of Almighty God. We need to be fed by Jesus' words in the scriptures, fed by the good news of our crucified and risen Lord, fed by the stories of Jesus' teachings and touchings and healings and the health and the wholeness that was offered to those individuals. For this indeed is a food that is over 2,000 years old and still to this day has never gone rancid and never spoiled. Friends, I hope that we will daily feed on the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to experience his grace and his forgiveness, to experience the new life that is only offered through him. And then may we go and serve the world. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, for this day we give you thanks. for the gift of life and love that comes through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh God, we are indebted to you. The one who comes and offers to us spiritual food that we might be nurtured and made whole and experience new life. Oh God, may we in turn be your faithful servants in the world. For we ask and pray in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen.